labels. They appear everywhere. On the shelves of the grocery store, we look to see the ingredients or expiration date. We look at manufactured items to find the country of origin. I use a label maker in my home to identify what is in all those storage containers. Labels can be very helpful. What about the labels we place on people? The rich, the poor, the homeless, baby boomers, liberals, conservatives, people of color, seniors, evangelicals, Democrats, Republicans, so many labels. Some may serve a good purpose. But how often do I use labels in a way to stereotype, to alienate, to group people in a category with me or different from me? I recently read an article identifying voting preferences of a labeled group of people. Initially, I identified myself with the referenced label. But wait, I did not vote in the way this pollster described. I quickly realized my definition, my understanding of the applied label was not the same translation. Got me to thinking about how frequently I inaccurately prejudge another person simply because of a label. Then I flipped the table. When others hear my name, what label is applied? Why do I have that label, and is it correct? I know who I am. I know what is important to me. But do I display it in my actions, my words? Maybe it is time to place less emphasis on labels and relate to each other more as individuals. Spend some time getting to know one another for at least 2 minutes more.